A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're reading the book of Psalms, chapter number 86, from verse 16. To verse number 17. The Bible says, "But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Show your strength in behalf of your servant. Save me because I serve you just as my mother did. Give me a sign of your goodness, that my enemies may see it and be put to shame. For you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me." What a prayer. The word of God, the psalmist in his prayers, identified the nature and the character of God. It is the nature of God to show compassion. God is full of compassion. God is also gracious, very gracious, and he is slow to anger. He abounds in love and in faithfulness. He is plenteous in mercy and in truth. Let's look at this nature and the characteristics of God, the nature of compassion. Everything that God does for a man, every miracle of Christ for a man, is provoked by his mercies. The mercy of God, the compassion of Christ Jesus, he does most of his miracles because of his compassion. God is compassionate. He is full of compassion. And you can get things from God once you obtain the compassion and the mercy of God. God is full of compassion and he is merciful. The mercy of God is what you must daily long for and desire. God, show me your mercy. Be compassionate unto me. And this we're going to be praying this morning. God is gracious. And I want you to also note that God is slow to anger. We offend God on a daily basis. As a matter of fact, our claim to righteousness and goodness is an offense that irritates the ears of God, but for his mercy and his compassion. Don't forget, all our righteousness is like a filthy rag before God. So our righteousness is like a filthy rag. We daily offend God, and yet God is slow to anger. His anger is but for a moment. If God gets angry, it is for a moment. His mercy, his compassion is very wide. God is full of compassion. God abounds in love. He is slow to anger, and he abounds in love and in faithfulness. These are the nature, the attributes of the Almighty God that you and I, as believers in Christ Jesus, must strive to emulate and replicate. Christ must be seen in us. The desire of God is that we become conformed to the image of his Son. Romans chapter number 8, verse 29 tells us that God predestinated us to become conformed to the image of his Son. So God wants us to become conformed to his image in compassion. God wants you to be compassionate, to show compassion to people around you. God wants you to show mercy to people. This is the nature and the attribute of God, and God desires you also to be full of compassion. God desires you to be slow to anger. Don't be quick to anger. It is the nature of God to process issues, to process matters, to process your anger, and not be quick to be angry. Do not have a short fuse. Don't get angry too quickly. It is the nature of God to be slow to anger. God also wants you to abound in love and in faithfulness. And as we appear before God today and every day, the desire of God is that we become conformed to the image of his Son. The desire of God is that, like him, we begin to express compassion to people around us, in the body of Christ and outside of the body of Christ. God wants you to show compassion to humanity, to everyone and everything that he has created, even compassion to animals that God created, compassion to the environment that God has created wonderfully. It is the desire of God that you will show compassion on everything he has created. It is the desire of God that you become gracious, you become merciful, show mercy to people and to things. Don't forfeit your power. Don't use your ability. Don't oppress people. Don't exploit people, because you have what it takes to oppress them, because you have what it takes to subdue or subjugate them. Show compassion to people. Don't use your money. Don't use your wealth. Don't use your resources or your position to oppress people. Show mercy to people. Showing mercy to people also is manifested as rise up to help people in their times of need. Don't forget, we are to come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Everybody will have his own time of need. So being compassionate, showing mercy, and it means slow to anger, indicates that you show mercy to people in need. Be gracious to people in their time of need. Help people in need. That is how to be like God in showing mercy, in showing love. Love people genuinely, not only with the words of mouth, but love them in action. Your love must be without dissimulation. Your love must be with action. You show love by actions, not by your words. You don't just say, I love you. You demonstrate it. Love must be demonstrated. Love must be shown. Understand also, faithfulness is another attribute of God. God is ever faithful. He is a true God. He is truthful. And he never, never, never quits. That is what the translation says about God's faithfulness. He stays faithful to his people. He says, stays faithful to his words. He is faithful to his promises concerning you. God is a faithful God. Therefore, God desires you also to operate in faithfulness, to walk in faithfulness, to show faithfulness in whatever has been committed into your hands. You must be faithful in what has been committed into your hands. You must be faithful in your relationship with the Almighty God. You must be faithful in your relationship to your spouse, with your spouse. You must be faithful in your relationship with your employers. You must be faithful in your relationship with your employees. You must be faithful. Faithfulness. God wants you to be faithful. You must be faithful in that which belongs to another man. You must be faithful in little things. You must be faithful in money matters. You must be faithful in with the money that belongs to your association, the money that belongs to people and not your own. You must also be faithful with the money that belongs to you. Faithfulness. This is the nature of God, and this is the desire of God. I'd like to submit to my esteemed listener, therefore, that as you appear before God today in worship, and as you appear before him at any time, you must have the consciousness and the understanding of the fact that the purpose of your fellowship with God is to be more like him. You become like the person you relate with. And so if you relate with God in the place of prayers, in the study of his word, and in fellowship with the other brethren, then the result, what is expected, what is desired, is that you become more like God. You become compassionate, you become gracious, you become slow, you get slow to anger, you are bound in love, and you demonstrate faithfulness in every aspect of life. This is God's desire for you, and it is my prayer that you become like God, that the word of God will transform you to the person that God wants you to be, to the intent that the name of the Lord may be honored and be praised in your life. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray, Father, let me enjoy your compassion and your grace. Let your grace, let your compassion, let your mercy be multiplied unto me and unto my house in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that I will enjoy the compassion, the mercy, and the grace of you, the living God, that your grace, that your compassion, that your mercy will abound upon me and upon my family. That your grace, that your compassion and your mercy will abound on my family and on the works of my hands, on my business, on my ministry. Your compassion, your grace, your mercy. Have mercy on me, O God. Have compassion. Show me your compassion and let your name be glorified in my life. I thank you, Eternal Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, I ask in the name of Jesus for the grace to become like Christ, to also have compassion, to show grace to people, to show mercy to others. I pray, Father, this is my prayer, that Lord, you will give me the grace to be more like you, the living God, to be like Jesus by showing compassion, in grace, and in mercy. Help me, O God, to show mercy to others. Help me, O God, to show compassion on others, that your name may be glorified. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and pray, Father, make me more like you in love and in faithfulness. Help me to pray to walk in love, love with action. Help me, O God, to be faithful, to walk in faithfulness to the glory of your name. My Father, this is my prayer. Help me to walk in love and in faithfulness in the name of Jesus. In a sentence or two, would you like to pray, Father, as I become more like you in compassion, in grace, in mercy, in being slow to anger, in faithfulness and love, let me see your glory in every aspect of my life. This is my prayer, O God, that I become more like God, more like Christ, more like you, in compassion, in graciousness, in mercy, as I become slow to anger, as I abound in love and faithfulness, let me see your glory in every aspect of my life. Thank you, because it is done. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I pray that God will pour his grace upon you to become more like him in compassion, in graciousness, that you become slow to anger. You become like God in showing mercy to people. You will abound in love and in faithfulness. And as you do this, the glory of God will be seen upon you in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will enjoy the grace, the mercy, and the compassion of the Almighty God, that God will show you his love. He will manifest his love and faithfulness in your life in the name of Jesus. I pray for you the grace to be faithful in that which belongs to another man, the grace to be faithful in the little that has been committed into your hands, the grace to be faithful in the assignment in your hands, the grace to be faithful in financial matters and in every aspect of your life. I pray that this grace be poured on you in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Join us for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral this morning. 7:30 a.m. The School of the Spirit starts and the worship service commences at 8:30 a.m. It promises to be great. It's a fresh fire service, our anointing service. Your head will not lack fresh oil. God bless you as you attend. You may wish to join this service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, or on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Grace Man. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Man Adeluju, wishing you a very glorious Sunday. And the Lord bless you.